Happy birthday to you. You being the Shy Show. Happy birthday to you.
Why are we doing this again?
You being the Shy Show.
What the hell
happy
is this? This is the worst.
Birthday to the Shy Show. Happy birthday.
What is this, the 1980s version?
To the Shad Show. Yeah! Happy birthday! 1 year! That's today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Shide Show.
Yeah!
All right!
I'm alongside a very shut-down Greg Hoyt.
What's up?
And a very factually misguided Robert Scheid.
I am totally invested and factually accurate.
What the hell does it...
The birthday was last week.
No.
We already did this show,
This is episode 53, the first episode of the new year, the closest in date to our actual first air date, which was the 24th of May.
Time out.
The 22nd, yes.
I'm just going to talk to Greg Hoyt for a second.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask you to just listen.
Okay, I'll listen.
Greg, when you were in second grade, when they were teaching you about numbers and calendars and the dates and the sun and the moon and lollipops and horses and Little Miss C's sundress, when you...
How many weeks
are in a year?
52. 100% of the time, 100 years out of 100 years, everyone will always say there are 52 weeks in a year.
That being said, then,
Yes.
We do an episode of The Shy Show how many times?
One time a week.
Once a week.
Yes.
So once a week we do a show.
That's right.
Which is equivalent to if we do 52 shows, what does that mean?
That means we did one show a week for 1 year.
Okay, so then the 52nd show
is
the 1 year
anniversary. That's right.
Okay, so my question is this.
Jesus Christ, this feels like science class. If I was listening to the show, I'd be so furious right now.
Okay, so let's just
Are you furious?
Let's just do it in terms of the show. Hang on, let's just do it in terms of minutes and hours.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
all right.
60 minutes in an hour.
Uh-huh.
So we're on that 59th minute.
And you've lost me.
That minute. Look, the 50. Okay, fine. Get rid of the
analogy. You know what's great when you can tell someone's telling the truth and has the right answer? It's simple. They don't start stammering.
It's simple.
Just, no, you're
52
stammering
weeks.
And you're boring.
Listen to me. 52 weeks. The week isn't done. Yes, exactly. 52. You have to go through the whole week. Episode 52 starts at the beginning of the week, so at the end of that 52nd week,
I'm not surprised you're a German.
Year.
You know, what? I'm really not surprised he's a German right now.
I mean, there's no, I've never been.
I'm a big mix.
No.
You categorize me under this German.
Yeah. Did you hear goose stepping or something?
I heard a woodpecker.
You did?
There was a woodpecker out there.
Or was it an AK-47 from Shide's approaching army?
No. Just so the audience
he's
knows.
He's good at organizing.
we are not in the regular recording studio.
Oh, it's a Facebook. I've heard. That is my woodpecker. Listen to my woodpecker.
Do you hear that woodpecker outside? We could get it inside here and have it type into a keyboard for the Facebook, and we could track all of these people and find out where they live.
Or we could have the woodpecker grab a piece of wood and peck away a message from which we would then project upon the Hollywood sign for all this, for all of the ensemble to migrate to.
I don't know what he's saying.
He lost me too.
At first, I thought we were on the same page and we were doing the same bit.
Clearly
and then
not.
Brian drove the train off the tracks.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm a big mix, German. What?
You're German, all right?
Hey, and hey, happy birthday, Shide Show. Yes, happy birthday.
All right.
You know what?
I'm gonna concede here.
Good.
I'm gonna concede.
Thank you.
It's been a Shide Show birthday week. How about that? We celebrate both dates.
Okay.
Even though
this isn't
the
how
real
I pictured it.
Date would be
what part? Did you even picture that there would be a year? Tell me that.
No, I didn't. I thought we would do a couple weeks and that would be it.
Yeah. I'm happy.
I didn't think we'd get the response that we've gotten.
Yeah.
Have we gotten any response?
None that I know of. Okay.
I expected at least one.
I expected some response.
We've actually had great response.
We have?
We have.
I would love it if some of our viewers, as Greg likes to call them, even though they're listeners, not viewers, because mm-hmm. they can't see us.
Viewing.
Yeah,
I would love for them.
And not just the ladies.
If they take a moment,
just the ladies,
and as we reflect on the last year of doing this show, and as we continue to have, grand plans to the show is going to keep growing and growing mm-hmm. and growing. Uh-huh. I would love for them to take a second and drop a message to us to. Wish us happy birthday. Wish the show. It's not us. It's the show. The show is its own breathing organism.
Yeah.
To wish the show happy birthday, maybe leave a few thoughts of what they, what the show has meant to them over the last year.
Yeah, go to theshideshow.com and check out this episode and just comment right below it.
Just leave a little something and perhaps something that you would like to see the Shide Show embark upon.
That's what was your favorite moment of the show? This year,
of
Brian.
This year, probably
of this year, Brian. Not the year before that we did the show,
because this is a new year.
This year
is a new year.
This past year, the only year that we've ever done the Shide Show.
Oh.
That's the year that I'm talking about.
Thanks for clarifying
that. Well, what was your favorite moment?
Brian, can you come over here?
Yeah, yeah.
Greg really seems to be acting like a jerk right now.
Right.
I can hear you completely. I have my headphones on still. You fucking idiot.
So part of me telling you this here. So that he'll hear me say this and maybe change.
Yeah.
You think that's going to happen?
No.
Okay.
He's an asshole.
All right.
Hey, just tell us what your favorite moment from the show was this year?
Probably my favorite moment of the show was when you were not here.
All right. Teed you up for that one. So you got a laugh. Good for you.
You did.
Good for you.
It happens one time a show.
Look I think, at what you've done.
One of my favorite
moments. Nobody asked you.
Robert, what is your favorite part?
There we go. Now
one of my favorite moments is just talking about the moon with Greg.
All right. Yeah. Another win for me.
I enjoyed that. Yeah. I did.
Yeah. You did?
Yeah. I thought it was great. Very fun. Very fun.
I think...
Because I can't believe that moon shit.
Yeah.
We fucking found water on the moon and it didn't even...
Yeah. Well, okay. We don't need to get into it now. I know.
Attention.
Yeah. Okay.
Like it did not get any... Well, really.
No, it really got no attention. And I will say this. Recently, I heard reports that not only is there water on the moon, but they're unfurling plans to try to go and harvest water.
Oh, yeah.
And there's also plans over the next 10 to 20 years that there's an asteroid belt that we're looking to go and harvest a bunch of minerals on.
Of course.
And we're going to, literally, they're like, there's hundreds of billions of dollars at stake. There's going to be private companies going out, harvesting the water on the moon so that they can put personnel up there to then slingshot to this asteroid belt to harvest these alien-like minerals that will then come back to Earth.
Oh, God.
And ultimately destroy us.
Nah, I think you guys are watching too many movies because...
Whatever, Shide.
The
that was your favorite moment
that.
From the year?
That was pretty
providing
good.
You with the
I enjoyed
moon
that.
Information.
Well, no, you freaking out when we talked about the moon.
No, I provided thought that was fun. You with a lot of valuable information.
Nope, just the freaking out. How about you? What was your favorite moment? Not being here on that one episode?
My favorite moment actually was when you guys called me and I was sitting on a farm in Massachusetts and I was on the show from a farm. I was drinking Bud Heavies with my boy Seth Bilodeau and I was on a deck on a farm in the back of his house. I was just sitting there chilling and my phone rings. And I couldn't believe I had any reception actually, which was – I was just sort of shocked that my phone was ringing.
Yeah.
And then you guys were here on the show doing that, and I was on the show. That was my favorite moment because I wasn't anywhere near you both.
No, yeah.
And I wasn't in Los Angeles. I was in Amesbury, which is home is where the heart is. Did you know that Amesbury is America? I grew up with that slogan.
Amesbury is America.
Is that the slogan of the city or what is it, a county?
It was a town.
The town – is it a township?
It's a city now, but it's really a town. It's 19,000 people.
Oh.
So, really, let's be honest.
Right.
Amesbury is America.
Hmm.
Worcester is also America.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
no,
it
but
is.
Worcester's the ghetto.
It is not a ghetto.
It really
kind
isn't. I don't know. I've driven through it a couple times.
How have you driven through Worcester?
Do you think I don't travel? As I told you
before, I think you travel,
my
Robert.
Family, my mother's whole family is from Connecticut.
Did
from
you know
that
this?
Side.
Yes.
Yes, because he listens.
I don't.
Of
you don't think
don't.
Worcester's a ghetto? You say it's a ghetto.
The words ghetto have never come out of my mouth.
I see you're backpedaling right now. I think your legs are twitching.
I've never called Worcester a ghetto. I may have called it a not necessarily high-end desirable place to be all the politics. Time.
Yeah.
Oh, we're hearing a politician coming in to be.
Yeah.
Never called it a ghetto.
Yep. It's you should hometown. Run for office.
Mm-hmm. You should hometown. Fucking run for office, dude.
What am I going to run for office for?
The mayor of Worcester.
Yeah, dude.
Nah, man. They got plenty of people that are taking care of business.
All right.
Do you miss your hometown?
Yeah, there are elements of it that I miss. It's you know, it's a good, it's a great city. It's
see,
great city.
There is it, when you ask me if I miss my hometown, I say yes. Yeah. I don't say like, yeah, there are elements of it that I like my parents' living room. Otherwise, no, I don't miss it. But my parents' living room is fucking safe and
it's
awesome.
Great.
It's
so
great.
Awesome.
Warm.
So Worcester is your hometown.
That's right. Worcester, Massachusetts, hometown.
Yep.
Born and bred.
Until?
Wave the flag.
Great.
What yeah, flag? Baby. 12 high schools.
12
high
schools.
You went to 12 high schools.
No, I went to one, but there were 12 high schools there.
Nobody cares.
Bunch of colleges.
God, I don't even know that information. Yeah. I don't know those statistics for where I grew up. What about you?
How many high schools were there?
Yeah, in Amesbury.
One.
One, because there were 19,000
people
total.
In the town.
Yeah.
Yeah, one. There were 500 kids in the school.
Did everybody know each other?
Yeah. And then the town north of us, it's New Hampshire, just north of us, one town up, Southampton. Oh, they had...
That's my hummingbird.
That's a police siren.
Are you having a stroke? Do you taste metal in your mouth?
Oh. No, that's a parakeet.
No, that's still a police siren.
The left side of his face is starting to droop a little bit.
That's a sign of a stroke.
That was the sound of a stroke.
I said the sign of a stroke.
Oh, I was like, no. Now you're having another stroke. There's a fucking
maybe
stroke cycle going around the table here.
Are you
the first responders?
Metal in your mouth?
Yeah, man, that's a sign.
Yeah.
What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, Southampton, New Hampshire.
Everybody knows each other.
Oh, dude, Southampton, New Hampshire, they had a school called Barnard School. They only have kindergarten through eighth grade.
Yeah.
There are literally like 7 to 12 kids in the whole school system.
Oh, my
Sometimes
God.
Sometimes they'll have classes with two kids. And then the...
Wait, did they
we
take
We call
the...
it Barnyard School.
Yeah, okay.
It's like literally a church...
It's one room.
...side building. Yeah.
Is it a one-room schoolhouse type
deal? No, it's bigger now, but it's still so, so small.
Yeah.
And once they get into high school, they have to get shipped down to our high schools.
Wow.
But, yeah, those kids were... Cool kids, but you know, like, I don't know what it must be like to grow
that's
got to
be crazy.
Yeah.
What
well,
I mean,
that's how our
now?
Parents, that's how my parents grew up, you know, with those kind of the one room schoolhouse sort of a deal.
Yeah. Well, some of those kids are like my cousins. My cousins all grew up in Southampton. So my cousin Barry went there. My cousin Eric, Adam, Megan, Hannah.
And what are they all doing now?
Killing it. They're good.
Hmm.
They're good.
See, so my hometown status, I don't really have one. Because it was like every 3 years. What is that noise
that?
Now? I caught the tail end of that.
It's my homing pigeon.
You know what? You can kind of go one of two ways when you grow up in a school like that. When you grow up in a place like Southampton or Amesbury where it's kind of out in the sticks.
Right.
Amesbury, not so much. A little bit, but not so much. Southampton, yes. You can go one of two ways. I mean, you can go a million ways. But like one of the things that might happen is you get like into meth or... Just, I don't know, smoking weed all day.
Small town.
Like, small town. Like, you know, woods shit where you're just, like, not doing anything.
Uh-huh.
Or, and this was my experience mostly with the kids from Southampton, was that they were cool kids on heroin. Just really good kids, but doing a lot of heroin. No, just really good kids, you know?
Yeah.
Because you're growing up in the sticks. You don't have any Worcester shit happening.
Well, you speak of that.
You when you said that.
Worcester shit. Yeah. Worcester is one of Worcester's biggest claim to fames.
Is Worcester?
Is that it is one of the biggest heroin cities in the Northeast.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's your hometown.
It's, well, it's a gnarly hood, man.
You know, there's a lot of... there's a struggle. There's
okay,
a struggle.
Well, help me find my hometown. What qualifies a hometown? What do I need it to be my hometown?
Honestly, I don't mean to sound like totally like a Dave Matthews song that went wrong, but it's wherever your heart is beating the warmest. Is where you.
I think
you
Colorado
feel
for you is your hometown.
That's at this point. At this point, that's where my family is.
Yeah,
my
that's your home.
Wherever
brother.
You feel the most nostalgia.
Yeah,
is that where you feel the most nostalgia?
It's all split.
That's,
you know,
you know
it's
what
tough.
That means?
It's tough.
It's significant for
Rob. No, but in different ways. You have nostalgia for, you know, when I was a kid, I was either in Georgia or in Germany or, you know, for high school. I finished high school in San Antonio, Texas. And I had a class of 600.
Yeah.
You know, it was a big school, big city.
And were you before getting that, laid was a lot in high school?
No.
I was.
Attaboy.
Not either.
Oh. No. But, just checking what, you know, qualifiers are and...
Well, what do you think? What is your first instinct?
No, I think that's a great point. If no, I...
I'm not asking if it's a great point. I'm asking you, what do you think is your first instinct of a hometown?
What is a hometown?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's where you grew up. It's where you grew up.
Answer the question. Robert, what's your hometown?
You don't want to know my answer.
Robert, what's your hometown?
It's because my answer is always... I don't really have one. I'm a military brat.
Oh, it's so
That's what
boring.
I say.
It's so annoying.
No,
I just want to know where you're from.
And then I go, well, I was born in Philadelphia. That's what I do.
Okay.
It's because I've said it my entire life.
What is your hometown?
I don't think I have one.
What is your hometown?
My parents live in Colorado.
What is your hometown?
The last place I lived was Colorado.
What is your hometown?
I can't believe it. I can see pathways in your brain that have never been used, misfiring as you get lost
the
in
machinery,
the maze
the
of
machinery
your
is
fucking
breaking
brain.
Down.
Robert, what is your hometown?
Colorado.
Your hometown is Colorado. The entire state.
The hometown,
what
USA.
Your,
hometown
what
world.
What is your hometown?
I don't have one, man. I don't have one.
Oof. It's grim.
Because this is the thing, too. When you have a hometown, doesn't it also mean you're saying, like, where your heart is and whatnot? And
what are you,
I don't
Bob
have
Dylan?
No, that's what he was saying. That's what Brian was saying. Anyway.
I really wish you would stop singing.
Do you still have a bedroom back at your parents'
Fuck
place?
Yeah, man.
Okay, I don't. So I don't even have that.
Time out.
So they don't love you.
No.
It's what does a bedroom have to do with it? He grew up in a hallway.
Yeah. Hey-o. So, yes, they still have a hallway that I could sleep in if I needed.
Did you actually grow up in a hallway?
Yeah, man. I told you that.
I didn't know that. Your bed was in a hallway?
Yeah, I didn't have a bedroom when I was a kid.
Did you, like, hang stuff up in the hall? Like,
That was not my area. My area
Did you have
was
an area?
The end of the hallway. Like, you know the landing? Like, sometimes you have these stairways, right,
yeah,
that
yeah.
go up. And then there's that little thing that goes to the left.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's a landing almost like over where the stairs come up.
Yep.
I lived in the landing. That was my area. So all I had was a bed that had drawers built into the bottom of it,
right.
One of which couldn't open because it would hit the balusters.
Okay.
So my time was spent on my bed or pulling the drawers out, getting in, and then putting them back
under.
In and hiding behind the drawers.
That's
does that
awesome.
Say anything about me?
It says a lot about
does
you.
Does it?
Yeah,
what does it say?
It begins to explain the very high level of psychosis that you have.
and also why I look around here, and just so you know, we're actually in a different location this week, and I don't see any drawers anywhere.
No, because I can't take the looks of them.
I can't stand the look of them.
They have to have clearance to open or there will be no drawers.
If I can't get behind that drawer and spend hours alone in the dark, I don't want it.
I'd like to wish the Shide Show a belated happy birthday.
Yeah.
Nope,
one,
it's
one
actually
week late,
right on
one week
time.
Late.
Right
one
on
week
time.
One
yeah.
Week
hometowns, man.
Hometowns.
I'll figure mine
hometowns,
out eventually.
Man. You're
hometowns.
Never going to figure it out. What if Los Angeles was your hometown?
I think that might be the case.
Is that what it is now?
I think so.
I think so, bro.
It feels probably, like
you've
it,
you've
I
been
think.
The, you've been here the longest.
You know, the longest consecutively.
Yeah.
And actually, no, the longest total living in one place has been here.
Then, see,
then,
that's it.
Then welcome,
that's it. Welcome home.
Welcome home, brother.
Thank
On behalf
you.
Of Robert Shide and Greg Hoyt.
Hey!
I'm Brian Gerard.
Hey, Brian. Good to see you, man. I didn't know you made it today.
We're the Shide Show.
Yay!
Happy birthday!
Belated.
Boo. Boo.